Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
His wife and daughter asked him to side on the ban the flavored vapes side. And what I heard was that they were going to ban the mint-flavored vapes, which I think is their best seller. Last time we talked about this, we had a, I thought, pretty informed conversation with Jamie Havenar. Jamie runs Boss Vapes in LaSalle, Illinois. Hey, Jamie, it's John Williams. Welcome back to the show. How are you?
Good. How are you today?
By the way, for those who don't know where the LaSalle, Peru area is, that's just out I-80 west of Chicago, right?
Correct.
How far are you from downtown?
Oh, about an hour and a half, I would say.
We had to go this far to find somebody willing to talk about it. A lot of the vape shops, seriously, a lot of the vape shops don't want to discuss this. I'm not exactly sure why. I know it's controversial, but I think enough people are kicking you guys around. We ought to hear your voice, too. How's business been, Jamie?
It's taken back up so good, yes.
Well, last time we spoke, it was what, when they were, what was the ban that got in place? Where were we last time? Say it again?
T21. That was the 21 age restriction.
And so is that where we are in Illinois? You got to be 21?
Yes.
And you're okay with that, right?
Yes, 100%.
What is the status of the flavored vape?
I'm sorry, what?
What's the status of flavored vapes?
Well, it's still legal. So yeah. We just had a big win for Illinois this past week. So
that is, they're still legal, in other words. Is that what you're saying?
Correct, yes.
Is there discussion about which flavors to ban and which not to ban, or which kind to ban and which kind not to ban?
Yes. They're trying to get rid of anything except for menthol and tobacco flavors.
Okay, but so far there's no restriction of any kind. You can sell any menthol, mint, bubble gum, whatever, right?
Correct.
And it would seem to me like if you did back off on bubble gum and cotton candy, I don't know what might attract teenagers more, but wouldn't that be at least a compromise? Talk to me about your thought on that.
I don't feel it's a compromise. adults, I'm an ex-smoker. I don't want to have to smoke a tobacco or a menthol tobacco flavored vape. I mean, I've used fruity flavors. I've been vaping for over 7 years, and I use a strawberry and dragon fruit, you know. I don't want to have to be forced to be reminded of, you know, a bad habit I had for 20 years, so...
Do you worry that, right, so if we said, okay, no candy-flavored ones, just tobacco-flavored ones, if that's such a thing, that might actually make cigarettes more appealing to you?
I mean, I think it could, but they're, you know, Juul's proven. They took flavored pods off the market, and I'm against Juul, the company, but Juul's proven that doesn't work. They took flavored pods off the market. Almost a year ago, the number of pods they've sold hasn't changed. Everybody just switched from fruity to their mint and menthol pods. You get rid of mint and menthol, people are just going to switch to tobacco. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's been proven that doesn't work.
People will still vape.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why are you against Juul?
Well, they're owned by Altria. I mean, a portion of their company is owned by Altria, which is big tobacco. I don't feel they have any business in our space. I mean,
okay, or no moral high ground. I mean, either way, they're working for big tobacco as it is. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So I can come into your shop. You'll card me to make sure I'm 21, right?
We do. That is not the law. It should be. It's not the law. I would compromise on that in a heartbeat. We've been doing it for over a year now. You have to be 21 to enter our store. That's not the law. You just have to be 21 to purchase. But I think it should be 21 to enter.
Well, wait a minute. But if I guess that would be for just a vape shop. I mean, I can buy vapes in stores that should not require me to be 21 to go into the store. But the law does not require somebody to prove their age. They don't have to show an ID.
Not to be in the store to make a purchase.
But to make a purchase.
That needs to get changed, yes. You should be 21 to enter the location,
yeah,
in my personal opinion.
So the question is, should we just ban some of the more popular flavors? And yeah, you're obviously on the side of don't. And your view is don't ban any of the flavors. Is that right?
Correct. Yes.
Okay, hold on. My number's 312-981-7200. Jamie Hanover is a owner of Boss Vapes. It's in LaSalle, Illinois. And where are you on this one? 312-981-7200. Jamie Habanar runs a vape shop in LaSalle, Illinois. She's talked to us before about her business and her take on the law in Illinois on vaping, and you can still get all the flavored ones you want. Jamie says that's fine by her. I asked our listeners to give us some of their comments about that. Hey, Brett, you're on WGN. You're on the air. What's up, Brett?
Good afternoon, John. Thanks for taking my call. I listen every day.
Thank you, sir.
My comment is this. You can keep it 21, like Jamie says, to get in the store. That's fine, whatever. I'm not a vape user, but we can look back in history and see that if people are going to do something, underage or illegal or not, they're going to do it. If you start putting a ban on these flavors, I think it would start to push more people into the black market, which is going to then increase your health risk, as we've seen in recent past. So it doesn't really matter whether they're flavored, unflavored, or not. If people are going to get their hands on them, or alcohol, or cigarettes, yeah, or anything else,
yeah,
they're going to get their hands on it. And you mark my words, when weed becomes legal in January, this is the same conversation we're going to have with parents finding their children with some sort of marijuana product. They're going to start calling for all this stuff again. It's just not going to work. It has in the past. It's never going to work.
All right, hold on a second, Brett. I appreciate your call and observations. The number has sure gone up, Jamie, of vape-related deaths and vape-related injuries. And I don't know.
Let me clarify on that for just a moment. You, and I'm not pointing at you directly, you cannot call it a vape-related illness. If everybody, say 500 people drink a glass of bleach, you can't call it a drinking-related illness. It's not what you know what I'm saying? It's not the act of drinking that's making you sick. It's what you're drinking. You were drinking bleach. Of course it's going to make you sick. You know what I'm saying? The CDC, had they come clean with this information in the first place, people wouldn't have the misconception that vaping caused the illnesses. Vapes that you purchase in the stores have not created illnesses. This was illegal THC cartridges. So I want to be very clear on that. A vape that you've purchased in a store is not causing the illnesses. It's not vaping. It's what you're vaping. You're vaping vitamin E acetate.
I get the point. I'll take your word on that for right now. I mean, really, I will, Jamie, but you're right. I have not heard the CDC or somebody else distinguish what people were vaping when they got sick or when they died.
The CDC, and this was very irresponsible to withhold information over a two-month period, they know that from the get-go. Now they've released it, and I'm glad the truth is finally coming out, but they've withheld this information. We've known it for over 2 months. 85% of the people were THC users only. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a high number. And the other 15%, they didn't even test to see if they had marijuana in their systems. Those are just the ones that admitted, you know?
I'm under the impression, though, Jamie, that it's, I get your point, and let's say that your interpretation of that is true, but I thought it was also just the massive amount of nicotine that people are putting into their lungs that is problematic. People are consuming, if they consume a pod of that vape oil in a relatively short period of time, it's like them smoking a lot more cigarettes than a normal person would. That's
the equivalent to drinking a pot of coffee versus a cup of coffee. You know what I'm saying? Like, nicotine in its true form, such as in vaping devices, like in its pure form, has the same side effects as coffee. It increases your heart rate. Yes, it does. You know, if you're vaping it nonstop, your heart rate is going to go up. That's what makes it addictive, the same as caffeine. But there has these vaping illnesses, the vaping deaths you've heard about, are not attributed to vaping to quit smoking. They're literally vaping vitamin E acetate, which is used to break down marijuana.
Hold
that
on
has
second.
Nothing to do with vape shops.
Hey, Dave, you're on standby. Dave, you're on WGN. What do you want to say, Dave? Hi.
Yeah, I just wanted to state that I think prohibition of any type is not the way to go, whether it be flavors or, you know, whatever. And I think we're onto something that the CDC did prove, that it's these vitamin E acetates that have caused a lot of the illnesses going forward. So I think responsible vape shops and, you know, proprietors of those shops just need to make sure that they're selling the right product. Listen, it's not good for you. It's not healthy, but, you know, let people make their own decisions.
What's your comment to that, Jamie?
I would have to agree. I mean, like I said, when it boils down to it, you know, prohibition, it's been proven through the past. I mean, it doesn't work, whether it be alcohol or marijuana. Prohibition does not work. If you take away, like, say, on a state level, and it's happened in other states, they've taken away flavors. All they're doing is pushing the industry outside of their state lines. People are going online, purchasing them. So you may ban it in Wisconsin. It doesn't stop them from buying it from somebody in Illinois or Florida or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know that. But
outside of state lines.
Hear me on this, though, Jamie. My problem is, if you're a smoker and this is a safer alternative, why would I stand in your way? Or if you're an adult and you decide you want to vape,
I don't think it's
my business to stand in your way. But it does break my heart to see teenagers vaping. It's even if you and I would agree that that's a safer version of inhaling smoke, I'm sorry to see anybody go down that path.
No, I would agree with you. This isn't intended for minors. That's never what this was intended for. This is intended to get adults to quit smoking.
They know full well whose cigarettes, you could say, are not intended for minors, but the cigarette industry exists because people choose to smoke when they're very young, and the vaping industry is no different than that.
Yeah, I would have to 100% disagree with that. We have never sold to minors. There's such a high standard in vape stores. Now, I'm not going to talk for gas stations and everybody else. I'm talking in vape shops to keep this out of the hands of minors. Like I said, you don't have to be 21 to be in our store. We don't allow it because I don't want an 18-year-old coming in, hanging out with their 21-year-old friend who can purchase, being like pointing at something. So we just don't allow them in there, you know.
Jamie, I'm out of time. Go ahead. Finish that thought, Jamie. We're out of time. But what was that you were going to say?
This is definitely just going back to it really quick. Prohibition doesn't work. You take it away on a federal level, it's going to, like your caller who called in said, it's going to drive a $9 billion industry into the black market, and that's where you're going to come up with problems.
Jamie Havenar is the owner of Boss Vapes in LaSalle, has joined us in the past to advocate for her side, and she does a nice job. Jamie, it's good to talk to you again. Thanks for joining us on the radio today.
You have a good day.
You too. Bye. You too. Bye now. That's Jamie Havenar.